Do you know that there is only one God in three eternal persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Do you know that Jesus said He is the only way to heaven, and His death and resurrection bring forgiveness of sins to all who believe? Welcome to the Pastor Study, a ministry of pastorstudy.org. Join us now as we study God's Word, the Bible, together.
Welcome to the Pastor Study. If you live in California, Oregon, Washington State, New York, and now Minnesota, you've probably seen how radical politics is ruining your state. People are fleeing downtown Minneapolis. Even 2 years after the riots, parts of Minneapolis look like a war zone. Well, we did a program a number of months ago on what's going to happen now that the radicals own the House of Minnesota, the State Senate of Minnesota, and the governorship, and we talked about what might happen. All of our nightmares have come true. Normally I don't get very political, but I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime. Sex change operations for children, unrestricted abortion, recreational marijuana, banning youth from getting help with unwanted same-sex attraction. It's been crazy. So I want to introduce to you the man that you saw a few months ago, Glenn Grunhagen. Glad to have you here, Glenn, state senator in Minnesota. And we got to talk about what is going on here. So everybody, let's pray first.
Okay.
God the Father, we pray for the state of Minnesota, for the whole of the United States of America, that you would turn us from the abortion craziness, the transgender madness, all these things that are going to literally kill children. We pray, Lord, you would turn us around in this nation. And God, speak to us in this time. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Glenn, thank you for doing our show a few months ago, and let's go at it again.
Okay.
You've been a real Daniel in the lion's den down there, because they put those hearings now on public television, so I've been watching this. There's about 10 conservative, articulate senators who got to the microphone and tried to stop all this.
Amen.
And we lost every battle.
Yeah, and it's only a one-vote majority in the Senate, and you would think that one or two
Democrats
would actually say, this is the wrong direction.
And they didn't.
They didn't. They voted in lockstep.
Oh.
And I don't know what type of pressure they were receiving, but they didn't change their votes one iota on many of these damaging legislation.
Right. Let's go through, in order of horror, what went through. The worst horror, from my point of view, is abortion, killing unborn children in the womb.
Amen.
We used to have some minor restrictions in liberal Minnesota on abortion.
Correct.
They're all gone, aren't they?
Yeah, they basically have completely removed any restrictions on abortion. They even, and we tried, I think we had close to 60 amendments, and they even removed parental notification for minor girls.
Right. A 14-year-old can't get a tattoo without mom and dad's approval, but she can get an abortion in Minnesota.
That's correct.
And who's going to pay? Does state tax dollars pay for that abortion?
Well, and I renamed the bill the sexual exploitation bill, because basically we're one of the top states in the nation for sexual exploitation of minor girls.
Trafficking.
And they usually start between 14 and 16 years old. Under this bill, you don't need parental notification at all. So a pimp could take a young girl to a Planned Parenthood clinic, have an abortion, have the state of Minnesota taxpayers pay for it, and then put her back out on the street.
And the parents wouldn't know a thing.
And the parents wouldn't know anything about it. I mean, it's just a tragedy.
Not abortion in the first umpteen weeks. Abortion right up to the day of delivery.
That's correct. This is much worse than Roe v. Wade, okay? Some of the liberals have said, well, this is simply putting Roe v. Wade into statute. No, it's much worse than Roe v. Wade.
And have you noticed how the media now, a lot of it, doesn't call it abortion anymore? It's abortion care.
Right.
I mean, how the devil likes to take something ugly and make it look compassionate.
Well, the left-wing liberals are good at manipulating the language.
All right, let's go.
That people don't understand actually what's being done.
So abortion is just unrestricted now in Minnesota.
Correct.
All right, let's go to the next horror.
Yep.
Gender-affirming care. Again, it's not sex change operations on children. It's gender-affirming care, because that sounds so compassionate. Just so people who know, gender-affirming care is when you give children hormones to block them from developing naturally, or even give them a sex change operation. Both are now legal in Minnesota. Am I right?
That's correct. And individuals can bring children here without parental notification to have that type of surgery.
Is this nuts?
This is craziness, and obviously from a Christian standpoint, Satan is having his way with the children. But again, this is cross-sex hormones, puberty blockers on minors, and also the mutilating surgery.
Yeah.
It's irreversible.
Yeah.
Now, the interesting thing, if people want to be educated on this, I do follow a group called Gays Against Groomers. And it's a group of homosexuals and individuals who had the mutilating surgery and puberty blockers as a minor, some of whom are detransitioning. In other words, they're going back to their original biology. And some of them are filing lawsuits against the medical institutions that did this to them, which is what we need to do.
I heard somebody say years ago, what's going to shut this down is all the lawsuits against the people doing this to children.
That's right.
I hope so.
And that's the compassionate thing to do.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see laws passed in the state of Minnesota that enables minors who are abused by this system to file lawsuits against these medical institutions that are doing it, because we need to bankrupt them. And that's the quickest way to do it.
And what did our governor, Tim Walz, who's very liberal, do when this transition stuff passed? Mm-hmm. He said, quote, "We have now stopped bigotry and hate at the borders of Minnesota." So I guess if you don't think children should have hormone blockers to destroy them and their development, then I guess you're a bigot. I don't know how else to interpret his words.
Governor Walz has been extremely disappointing, and he's promoted abuse of children. And the other thing about the mutilating...
Because this is abusive. Children.
Amen.
Yeah.
And the other thing about the mutilating surgery and the puberty blockers and the other things they give the children, they sterilize them so they can't reproduce.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the eugenics movement back from 1907 to 1930 that Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood, was a big supporter of, and it was big in Europe.
Yeah.
And this is the reemergent of the eugenics movement.
Doesn't Minnesota give a lot of money to Planned Parenthood?
That's correct.
But they took money away from the pro-life clinics, am I right?
That's correct.
The crisis pregnancy centers that help women who want to have their baby.
Correct.
Used to get a little money from the government.
That's right.
They took it all away. What was their justification for that?
Well, they are just radical believers in abortion right up to the moment of birth.
Wow.
And, you know, I told the senators, especially the women Democratic senators, that they need to understand something. Abortion and pornography sends the wrong message to a certain percentage of men. It objectifies and degrades them.
Degrades women.
Women.
Yeah.
And they want to sexually abuse them.
Yeah.
And even children.
Yeah.
And that's the message we're sending, and that's what Governor Walz and the Democrats supported in this state, unfortunately.
And you said before the camera started rolling that you're from Glencoe, Minnesota.
Correct.
And they've started putting tampon dispensers in the boys' room in the public schools there. I saw one in my Minneapolis public library, and I complained about it. Tampons in the boys' room? This is crazy.
Yeah, it's in the boys' restroom. And the thing is, the Democrats did pass that and justify. And it really, it's a beginning of where you're going to see biological girls who are indoctrinated with this idea that you can, become a boy so that they can go into those rooms and make use of this.
Yeah.
So you're going to see biological boys go into women's facilities and sports, of course, under the laws that were passed by Governor Walz and the Democrats, and you're going to see biological girls doing just the opposite, going into boys' facilities. It is a total abuse and destruction of our children.
And what comes to mind is Romans chapter 1.
Correct.
Where God gives people, when people turn away from God, it says he gives them up to a debased mind.
Amen.
Thinking they are themselves wise, they become fools.
And what people have to understand, regardless of your political persuasion, okay, independent, Democrat, or Republican, is that this is a war on our unborn children, our born children, and also on our children in general.
Right.
And it's a war on women in general.
Yeah.
Women are going to be violated when biological men start going into their facilities.
I feel like I'm entering the war zone when I walk into my Hennepin Public Library. Near the children's section, they've got a big transgender display. And then during June, they have big gay pride displays. I mean, this is our public tax dollars at work.
Amen.
And I've complained and gotten absolutely nowhere.
Yeah, and they've put it into state statute. There's going to be, if you work against this, or if institutions refuse to cooperate, they're going to be threatened with lawsuits and fines and a number of other things.
Okay.
In fact, one of our largest school districts already has lost a lawsuit, I don't know if it was a year or so ago, where they refused to allow, I believe it was a boy, to go into women's facilities in the school. And after that individual graduated, they sued and they won a $300,000 settlement against that school district.
I saw that, and then real recently, a man who thinks he's a woman wants to be put in the woman's prison. The Department of Correction said no. He sued and got lots of money, and now our tax dollars are going to pay for his sex change operation.
That's correct. That's what's coming in this state. And again, regardless of your political persuasion, it's time to speak up for the children and for the protection of women. And again, polls show that abortion is supported in the first trimester. But we're talking about abortion here in Minnesota in the second and third trimester.
Right up to the day of delivery.
We're talking about babies who could survive outside the womb.
Oh, I know.
And now they even changed. We had in statute that if a baby survived abortion, that you had to give it life-saving medical care. They deleted that and put comfort care. Now they're going to allow children who survive abortion, unborn children who survive abortion, to die.
To die.
This is
from hell.
Infanticide.
And back to the homosexual thing. Then they passed a ban on what they call conversion therapy.
Correct.
Which is, let's say you're 16 years old, you've got this same-sex attraction, and you don't want it, and you want to get help. You can't get help. Or can you? And how do they define conversion therapy?
Well, you can't go to a licensed therapist. He cannot counsel you to try to not go in that direction and to help you. And this is now under abortion, Governor Walz and the Democrats say we don't want to insert government into a woman's decision on whether to terminate her pregnancy or not. So we don't want government in there. Well, yet they turn around on conversion therapy and they put
the government
right in there saying what you can say, what you can think, and what you can do.
That's
in a person who probably is depressed, stressed over certain thoughts that he's having, and he wants help. And instead, the government closed the door and said, if you help him as a licensed therapist, there's going to be consequences for you. You could lose your license. You could be fined or a number of other things. So it is a terrible.
And maybe this is as sick as it gets. Pedophilia, adults having sex with children, is still illegal in Minnesota.
Correct.
But what did the enlightened majority decide to do about that?
Well, we had two firewalls protecting us from pedophilia in the state of Minnesota and protecting children. One of them is gone, and that one is in State Statute 36A03. It read that sexual orientation in the statute does not include a physical or sexual attachment to children by an adult. They deleted that from the statute. So now sexual orientation, in terms of hiring, for daycare, or education or in a host of other areas, if you suspect the person is a pedophile and you don't give them the employment for that reason, they can now sue you and take you to court.
Crazy.
Now, again, it's still illegal to have sex for a child, but we've gotten rid of one of the firewalls that protect our children.
But they also...
And Governor Walz and the Democrats supported it.
And they also added sexual or gender identity to the non-discrimination, which means, tell me if I'm wrong, can a drag queen now become a teacher in our public schools?
Well, that's just it. In fact, you're going to see drag queen... demonstrations or presentations in our schools.
Because the Minneapolis Public Schools already did it.
I know.
They had drag queen story time in the Minneapolis school here.
Because they have been added under gender expression and gender identity to the Minnesota Department of Human Rights statute. So they can file lawsuits under discrimination if you object or go to your school and say, we don't want this.
Yeah.
They're going to say, well, legally we have to do it. And that's where we're at now. With Governor Walz and the Democrats.
All right, now let's change subjects. Next, recreational marijuana. Now, I recently watched a documentary on President Ronald Reagan's wife, Nancy, who headed up the Just Say No anti-drug complaint. And they showed her in a room with a bunch of drug addicts. And she said, how many of you started your drug addiction with marijuana? Almost every hand went up. Now, tell me what they passed about recreational marijuana.
Well, and I just want to say that we had, on the Republican side, we had a couple senators who supported recreational marijuana. But they didn't support this bill. And part of the reason is, number one, I would say to the public, please do your research on the medical consequences of using medical marijuana. The other thing, the states
You mean recreational?
Recreational, not medical, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The states that have legalized recreational marijuana have not seen a decrease of illegal sale of marijuana. The reason, it's cheaper than the legal marijuana. So you bring in the cartels and the drug dealers into a legalized state, and they export their product, marijuana, to states where it is illegal.
Yeah.
So you don't solve the problem.
All right, so now it's recreational marijuana is coming now.
Yep.
It starts in a few months, I think.
But they've got, I think in 2025 it'll actually be going.
Explain this to me. I think this happened in California. I think you told me before the cameras rolled, it's now coming to Minnesota, that if you were a drug offender, they give you first chance of opening a marijuana store. Am I right?
That's correct.
Is this nuts?
It's one of the reasons a couple of Republican senators who supported recreational marijuana voted against the bill. Because if you were suffered or criminal consequences for using marijuana, you're going to be given additional... Number one, you're going to get out of prison, and a lot of this is pled down to a marijuana use, so the actual offense is much worse. Number two, you're going to be given extra points in terms of being a distributor of marijuana. And we're going to try to open the distributing places in areas that suffered the most for the marijuana criminal laws.
In other words, we're going to, in poor neighborhoods, we're going to set up the marijuana shops.
Well, you're going to see a lot in Hennepin and Ramsey County, and then they're going to export it to the rest of the state. Now, some states that have recreational marijuana still allow communities to pass an ordinance that they don't want it in their city.
And we downed that.
We eliminated that.
Isn't that
they will
sick?
Have to take it, and
you
they...
Can't, you can, so if you live in Glenclough and you're city council wants to ban marijuana, the Democrats have made it so you cannot do that.
That's correct. They
and
took
even
away,
other states have said, okay, we'll let you do that much.
But see, they're all about freedom of choice when it comes to abortion, but when it comes to their political agenda, there's no choice.
You
will take it, and that's final.
Oh, my. All right, let's keep going here. Let's just change gears here a little bit. I share this on TV. You told the person in charge to have me come to the state senate and do the opening prayer.
Correct.
And when he called me, I said, well, I'll do it, but I always pray in Jesus' name, and if you don't want that, you don't want me.
Amen.
And he said, well, that's not very inclusive, but I won't forbid it. So I got up and said a prayer in Jesus' name, nothing controversial. And a very liberal woman senator came right to me with her friend talking about how offended she was and you shouldn't have come, et cetera. How much hostility is there to the name of Jesus in Minnesota politics?
Well, more than what most people realize. And you're right, there are elected senators and representatives that do not want the name Jesus Christ mentioned in the Senate or the House chamber, okay? And you experienced some of the resistance.
I sure did.
Now, they have no problem with killing a child right up to the moment of birth. They have no problem with mutilating children and minors with transgender surgery and cross-sex hormones. But if you mention the name Jesus Christ, they're offended, okay? So it is odd to see the type of reasoning they have, that they're for all these abuse of children, and yet they'll turn around and the name Jesus Christ offends them, okay?
Well, there was a transgender person that is trying to get you up on ethical charges. They sent me something, too, because we're standing against this. They saw our TV show and didn't like it. What is the atmosphere down there? I mean, how are Christian people or even, you know, atheist people who have conservative biblical values kind of, how are they doing down there? I mean, are they just ready to pack up and move to Florida, or how are they doing?
Well, there is a cultural war against the Judeo-Christian principles that our country was founded on and a desire to remove them. I did get pushback from our last TV program, and you read the letter from a transgender who was highly offended by some of our comments here on the program.
And wanted to bring you up on ethics charges.
Yeah, but the ethics charges actually came from a senator who was not a transgender. Because I had emailed all the Democrats prior to putting gender identity and gender expression into the human rights statute. Mm-hmm. A video that they had a click on from the University of Louisville that was an educational video on the medical transition of a boy to a girl and the type of surgeries that they have to do. I even put an exclusion on there. Yep. This is very graphic and disturbing. So I didn't send the pictures, but I did send a link. Well, this particular senator was so offended that I even sent a link that they filed an ethics complaint against me.
So pray for him, everybody.
Which I will be up, it sounds like, next week we're going to have the meeting.
So we can do transitional surgery on children, but we don't want to show anybody what it is because it's too ugly.
Well, I thought DFL senators should actually see what they're legalizing,
absolutely,
okay? And the type of abuse it is to these children.
Yeah.
And again, they didn't have to click on the link.
Yeah.
Okay? And I even explained it was graphic and disturbing. But even that offended them. And see, this is one of the things liberalism produces in people. It produces an intolerance towards other views that disagree with them.
If you disagree with them, you're a hater.
You're a hater. And they want to criminalize that and silence you through intimidation.
Yep. Well, let me bring this up. I believe if the church was the church, we wouldn't have this to this degree.
Amen.
It's tragic to me. I'm a Lutheran, that the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, the large Lutheran church in Minnesota, and there's a lot of ELCA churches, they're on the side of transgenderism for paying for abortion. They pay for abortion in the ELCA healthcare plan. And so when you've got the church being like this, what do we expect the state to do? And have you seen any churches stand up and say enough? Have you seen that?
Well, there's a ministry, the Pastor Study. I think Pastor Tom Brock does stand up for it. And I try to watch it regularly every Sunday and also support it. He deserves your support terms of prayer and financially when possible.
Yeah.
So you have been a great example, not only to the public, but I think to other ministers.
Well,
and there
you.
Are other pastors that do that. Some in the Catholic Church are standing up strongly.
Good.
We have Catholic lobbyists down at the Capitol lobbying against many of these laws, along with a number of other organizations that stand for the protection of children.
Good to hear that, because I know when I saw those 10 senators get to the microphone saying, "What?" I thought, thanks be to God that there are people that are standing up.
Amen.
And, you know, Let me ask you this, Glenn. It would drive me crazy to do your job. This would drive me nuts. How do you, as a Christian, how does your Christian faith help you through all this? What do you do?
Well, as a Christian, number one, you pray. And I have been praying for those, you know, who oppose you.
Yeah.
The Bible commands that, and that's not always easy to do at times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number two, understanding, and God's brought me to this point, that my responsibility as a Christian is to witness the truth to the best of my ability. It's God's responsibility to change their heart and mind. And I go back to Bernard Nathanson, who oversaw over 76,000 abortions, did 5,000 himself, founder of NARAL. And by the way, Hugh Hefner was one of his big donors to start his organization.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that, ladies?
Uh-huh.
Hugh Hefner.
Playboy.
The Playboy.
Yeah.
Donated to his organization to get it started. Yet, at a point in his life, the scales came off his eyes and his conscience, and God let him, helped him understand what he was actually doing to women and unborn children, and he became pro-life.
Yeah, he became a baptized Catholic. He was a Jew, I think agnostic Jew, became a born-again, became a Catholic Christian, and stopped doing the abortions.
And he made the documentary, The Silent Scream, which you can still see on the internet, if you want to. It's an excellent documentary. It is graphic and disturbing because it shows a medical instrument going after a late-term abortion baby and the baby trying to get away from it in the womb,
I've
but ultimately
that.
Succumbs to it.
I've seen that.
I mean, this is, and God rest the soul of Bernard Nathanson. He passed away in 2011.
But I like what you said to the Democrats on the other side of the about him. Go ahead and say that.
Yeah, I gave him the example of Bernard Nathanson when they were passing this abortion right up to the moment of birth, and then I gave him the example that he became pro-life. So I told the Democrat senators who voted for this, there is hope for you. One day the scales can come off your eyes and your conscience and you can become pro-life
there
and
you
can understand what you're doing
is
to
wrong.
Women and unborn children.
Yeah. Well, Glenn, thank you so much. God bless you.
Yep.
You are a Daniel in the lion's den.
Well, thank you.
The other 10 people, I was able, when I went to pray, I was able to find about 5 of them and say a big thank you. But I want to ask you watching this show that you would pray for Minnesota, California, Oregon, Washington, New York. The good news is some states like Tennessee and Kentucky and Texas are protecting children now when they couldn't before because of Roe versus Wade. So just everybody pray for America, pray for your children, your grandchildren, pray for the, and vote in a way that'll protect life. So God be with you. We'll see you next time. If you want to see this program or any of our programs for free, go to thepastorstudy.org and watch us there. See you later.
Thank you for watching The Pastor Study. You can watch more of our programs at pastorstudy.org. We are on the air preaching the good news of Jesus Christ because of the generous support of you, our viewers. Would you consider supporting our ministry? You may do so at pastorstudy.org or write The Pastor Study, P.O. Box 41294, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55441. May the blessing of our one triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you now and forever.